on the injury front, how are you looking ahead of the match with Chesterfield?
Yeah, there's a few carrying knocks, as you would expect this time of the season. What is it, 60-odd games now we are? And we're not going to risk anybody for Thursday night. Having said that, the team we put out is to win the game.
How many are doubts then at this stage?
There's three or four, carrying things, which it might not be wise to risk them, but I think the size of the squad and the strength of the squad can cope with that. You know, we've done it at other times this season, either through necessity or choice, so we don't see it being a major problem.
What about the ones who are slightly more longer term than that? And by that I mean Doan and Flynn, who were, where are their treatments at right now?
Matty Doan's not training at the moment. He's going to be after the weekend, we hope. He's doing a bit of training and we'll be touch and go for next Thursday. Flynn's done a little bit, which is good, with his hamstring problem. We'll see if he can play some part on Saturday. We'd like him to if possible.
Is this where there is any chance that they maybe don't make Thursday?
Sorry, it's
Doan and Flynn.
There's a chance. Flynn's got a better chance at the moment. And I say Matty Doan will have to monitor well into next week. But Flynn's coming along very well at the moment.
So it's a chance for some of the players who haven't played so much to get some game time?
Yeah, it is. We've got Scoogs who needs a game, so there's a good chance he'll start and people like that. So it's not exactly weak. He's of the opinion he should be in the first team anyway. So it's an opportunity for others to stake a claim for the next, we hope, three games as well. Because it's a bit like, we pick the team a bit like the league season. It doesn't really matter what's happened in the previous 46. We just pick a team and to try and get results on Thursday and Sunday or Monday, whenever it is, and if somebody comes in even out of the cold, we need them to do that. I haven't played much this season, then we'll do that.
So do you then have an idea as to who you might pick next Thursday, and there's maybe a spot or two where there is an element of doubt in your mind then?
Yeah, we've got an idea. We know the team for Sunday and we've got an idea what it's going to be for Thursday, but that's always open to change. It might be something that happens Sunday, it might be somebody picks up a knock on Tuesday or Wednesday next week, so you can never nail it down until the last minute.
In terms of some of the real long-termers, Flo Cavalier, where's he at?
He's still at Burton. He's running again, but I don't think he'd be ready for this weekend. So the idea is just to get him up and fit, before the summer. Really, I think they're going away for a couple of days next week to celebrate, which is well they should. But he won't be fit, I wouldn't think, for a couple of weeks.
Why is it so important to Sheffield United to be fifth at the end of the season?
I think just finish as high as we can, mainly opposition-wise. You look at it and you think that, Preston, MK Dons and Swindon have been better than us over the course of the season. They've got more points, so you'd think, certainly Preston, MK Dons look the strongest too. But once again, I think going into the playoffs, I really don't think it matters who you play. Whoever gets Chesterfield, I think we'll have as hard a game as anybody.
Because even Swindon right now, who've had some really duff results or unexpected results in the latter stages of the season, they're very capable of turning it on.
More than any team that's up there. Anybody you get more than capable on the day. Swindon probably more than anybody, I think, a sort of a surprise package on the day. And the results they've had, they've lost 3-0 at home or something, and they've gone and won 3-0 away. I think they're more capable of the unexpected than the others, really.
Because there is nothing riding on this fixture in terms of Chesterfield and Sheffield United having to actually physically make the playoffs, how do you approach this one?
To win it, honestly. We want to try and win the game and finish fifth, go into the playoffs on the back of a win. And any home game, we're looking to be positive and win. So that's the bottom line. And then we look at Thursday after that. We're going to Sunday with one eye on Thursday, but we try and win this game.
But how important psychologically is it that you've just got that win under the belt going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't think it would do any harm. I know we haven't won for three or four games now, despite being in a position to do so in a few of those. But I don't think it would make too much difference, other than just giving you that sort of feel-good factor when you do go into it, honestly. I think there's such one-offs. It's almost like your 46 games, they finish on Sunday. Right, this is a whole new little sort of 2-3 game season now.
I wonder if that's in part psychological as well, because Chris Basham's just been saying wherever they've been all the players who you've played have said, look, good luck in the playoffs, even though it was only mathematically secured the other day. It's like, you know, good luck in the playoffs. And that's been going on for 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, it has. I think the result against Barnsley and then Doncaster, I think that just, you know, almost secured us getting in there. We still needed a couple of points, but it was going to be a very unlikely set of circumstances which prevented us from being in there. So I think the players, I don't think they've knocked off in any way, but I think everybody's had one eye on next week.
There is obviously a geographical difference. You're in different counties, Chesterfield and Sheffield United, yep. But it's local enough, so we'll talk about that. How impressed have you been with them this season?
Oh, I think they've been brilliant. I think following on from last season. But, you know, we talked about it at the start of the season, and I think we said, you know, how do you think the promoted sides are going to be? And they have nothing to fear coming up from League Two. They're good teams, they've got good players, good managers, and they've been together. You know, I think you can see that in both Rochdale and Chesterfield, that togetherness, that team spirit. They all know what each other's doing, and the success they've had and the momentum, they've just continued it.
I think they're quite enjoying the fact, as the surprise package, that yourselves aren't that too far away in the table.
I think they've loved it. I think they've all season, and I think Paul Cook acknowledges that as well. You know, and Keith Hill, you know, they can just go into the season. There's no real pressure on them to get in the top six. If they get near it or in it, like Chesterfield have, everybody's absolutely delighted. It's a big bonus. You know, we're expected to be in there. At least in the top six, so it's a different sort of approach.
Do they perhaps have now the nothing to lose mentality, I wonder, because, you know, you may well end up facing Chesterfield in the final?
Yeah, that could be the case. I don't think either one of us will be wanting to give too much away on Sunday regards teams, either for Thursday or for a potential final, but yeah, that would be special if that happened. But there, I say that attitude I think they've had all season, and they can certainly continue it in the playoffs.
Who do you look at in their side as being a threat then this weekend, presupposing Paul Cook doesn't rest a few, etc.?
I think he's got to have one eye on it as well. I think Gary Roberts is the pick of them. You know, I think a couple of midfielders in Ryan and Morsi are very good, solid players as well. And Ian Evatt, with all his experience at the back, you know, I think they're strong all the way at the middle of the pitch.
You were talking a few moments ago about how the Chesterfield team from last season isn't that different along the way. Okay, a couple of players have had to move on because they've been sold. That's not really something you've had at your disposal this year.
No, and that's been we haven't been able to name a consistent lineup, and especially in certain areas of the pitch, say strikers come in and out of you know, on form or if they're tired or whatever, keep them fresh. But certain areas of the pitch which you want to keep the same, and certainly chopping and changing the back four on a regular basis hasn't helped us, and hasn't helped the clean sheets. One of the features of the clean sheets we kept last season in that great run in the second half was the back four pretty much stayed the same all the time. You know, we could name it with the goalkeeper and the back four. It didn't move much. But doesn't really matter. I say anything that's gone on the previous 9 months doesn't really matter. It's just about next Thursday and Monday, Sunday or Monday.
How difficult has it been to actually even get to this stage then? Because people look at Sheffield United and they'll look at the stadium and they'll look at the potential finances that you've had available this season and go, well, you know, shouldn't you be 10, 15 points better off? But how difficult has it been even to get to Sheffield United as a team to this stage?
Well, it has been because of the changes we've had. A lot of the players we've brought in have only come in January. We did quite a bit of business last summer without getting really our ideal targets. And if you want to go back 18 months or something like that, when the team were in the bottom four, then it's been a challenge, certainly, and a lot of hard work by everybody to go from the bottom six to the top six.
So Sunday, in some respects, almost seems like the great send-off. Yes, you'll be at home 4 days later, but how important is it that, you know, all the fans come down and it's almost like a rousing send-off?
Yeah, that's the idea, and you know, we'll be trying to do our lap of honour on the pitch afterwards and thanking the supporters for the wonderful support again this season. And it's important nobody comes on the pitch as well, so the lads can do that. They want to bring the families on and walk around. It's a special occasion for a player, you know, and when you can bring, not many times you can bring your little ones on the pitch and walk around with you, and also be able to acknowledge the supporters as well. So we know Chesterfield are going to do their bit with their fans, and we're going to do the same. But it is about that. It's almost sort of right. That finishes the 46 game league season programme now. Right now we get on to Thursday, so it's almost a sort of a finishing point, isn't it? Well, it is the end of the league campaign, and now we've got two or three more.
I know you've got an injury list to look at, but how actually, is it a good thing that it's a quick turnaround? Because sometimes season ends and then you might have 10 days to wait for the first playoff game and then another week after that for the final. But this time, for everybody, it's a quick turnaround.
It is. I think there's a happier medium. I think we could have a more of a balance. I think if we'd have left them till sort of Friday, Saturday, their first legs, and then into sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you've got sort of 10 days. But I think playing, you know, Thursday, Sunday first of all, then Thursday, then Sunday or Monday again, and then nearly 2 weeks to the final, I don't think they're spread out very logically, really.